Hey.
Yo.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Jab Cole. What's up? Nah, I play, man. Let's get into this shit, boy. Hey, unrelated. You know how many niggas are DM me about that shit, man? Hey, bro, what you doing over here with this voice type shit?
Hi, it's your boy Jab.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you about Anchor.
Hey, Anchor, go ahead and send me another sponsor, man. Y'all heard my voice when I said I was going crazy.
Anchor, oh, it's like a cool 50 bands. I'm gonna be real each.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Simple. But, hey, Edgar, you better step your game up because my boy Maple said Blue Wire giving out some bags for 1,000 a week listeners, man. So, you better step your game up, nigga.
I'm saying, you better lose high profile clientele, man. Go ahead and step your game up, man.
And I read Spotify out here giving out free bands, too. But
man, they say an Apple Podcast giving niggas insurance, man. Come on.
Hey, man. we got y'all logo on our cover and everything, man.
Be serious, man. Come on. That whole athlete was there.
Yeah, this shit's shameless, man. I'm starting to think it's racist.
The Jets won. You know?
So. Here we go.
Go ahead, bro. Hey, man. Hey, man. Listen to me. I know it's been a long, 5 weeks for me. I ain't got to watch Zach play. Could've been hurt. He put up with a brace, too. You know how crazy it is to watch a 6'1 QB wear a brace?
That is insane. I'm not going to lie. Nigga was out there on a stretch of damn near a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So, he pulled up. He outplayed Tyrod Taylor. Like, Tyrod Taylor, he needs to get a clipboard. He'd probably be a crazy OC, but, like, the football shit,
I think he would be a crazy OC.
Not for him, kid. Judge won. D-line finally looked good, but yesterday's game was what I thought would happen all year when we played the bad teams, you know? Like, we just beat up on them niggas, like the Falcons and the Jags of the world and shit. But Falcons beat us, though. But other than that, we ain't really had no layups, too many layups that we missed. So, yeah, beat them, and then now we 3-8, bro. We won 2 games last year, boy. Like, 2. We already got 3.
You're already on top, man. Niggas already surpassed their last year, so
come on, man.
All the way from here is up.
The Texans have the worst offense in the league by a lot.
Not a question.
Besides Brandon Cooks, they ain't really got no playmakers.
And the craziest thing about that game is Brandon Cooks was doing his job in the first half, and then the second half he didn't get a single target.
Well, here's my thing when we watch these bad teams play football is we like to make a lot of light of the players and whatnot, but like there's a clear coaching difference between like a Belichick red team and the goddamn Texans is insane, dude. Mm-hmm. Like we could watch the dude like we should have Kyle Shanahan every week, every single week he's a bozo in here. But only thing I'll give Kyle credit for is he knows how to get Debo the ball any way he fucking can.
Yeah,
he'll run him power eye. He'll give him a toss. Just hey, hold on. Anything, hold on. Man.
Quick little thing for my son.
Yeah, what's up? Good to be back. Yeah, rusty for sure. Frustrating. You know the emotions up and down. But I thought the guys battled.
We back. It's good to be back. You know what I'm saying?
Back from what?
Hey, back on that motherfucking field with his brothers, man. Hey, yo, after the game, you know how like Tom Brady does little hype videos with the music and all that. And it's always like a banger. Zach did one. It was like Kid Ink. So we gotta fix that.
I saw Zach's. It was corny.
Gotta fix that, man. Can't be playing no Kid Ink, man. Fix that.
Hey, Zach, you play songs after you beat the Texans. You 3-8, boy. Get in the fucking film.
Hey,
nigga.
Hey, Reek. Zach didn't throw a touchdown, and he posting on videos and shit. Like, come on.
Hey, he rested in for a touchdown, man. It's all good. We sleeping well, man. You know?
That shit was at the 2-yard line, man.
Man, talk about that pick he threw on the shovel pass.
Yo, so let me break down why being a Jet fan is so stupid, right? So, for one, that play, it was 3rd and 17, which means just hand it off, bro, right? Get a brace, just hand it off. Call a run play. Cool, whatever. They call a play to get yards. There's no yards. He scrambled out. Him and the running back, Ty Johnson, who's 3rd string, by the way, they made eye contact, and Ty Johnson turned around. So, basically, he's saying to his brain told him, yo, your QB with a brace – who just got back from 5 weeks off, finna scramble for this first. Let me block for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you retarded, bro? What are you doing? Shovel pass. Got picked off. Immediately, I got 35 notifications. Reek, 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 reek. I'm like, all right. It's bad, man. Come on, bro. Like we blaming, we going. Remember, it's like remember when Mahomes last year when Jab posted a video of Mahomes the internship that was getting dropped.
Yep.
It's like, come on, bro. This really y'all stupid this low.
Now, hey, in my defense, I was right. That's a lot of dropped interceptions, man. You saw a lot of that six or no,
come
man.
Come on, bro. Like, what? Look at this clip. Look at these drops.
Hey, I only did that because they were throwing shots at Lamar, man. Real talk.
That's true.
I didn't distract niggas, man.
That was a good game, though. Just to get wins, bro. Like we got, like I said, we got three. We had two last year. We got the same wins in Seattle, bro. Like,
shit. Jeez, god damn.
Yeah. When you say it like that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How's Elijah Moore looking? He looking like that guy?
He cleared wide receiver one. His career goal just come down to obviously Zach, but like if he in the slot, then he'd be like a cool 1,000-yard receiver. You know what I'm saying? But if he play outside full time and get the move around, he could do what Debo doing right now, bro. Like no exaggeration. Crazy.
Yeah, get the OC right there.
Hey man, I can't complain. I ain't.
You was on his ass a couple
the
bye week,
bro. He been A plus. I can't even lie, bro. Like he getting exotic looks. He doing his thing, bro. I can't front.
Right. I think we talked about this on the last part. A lot of these rookie coaches, we got to give them time to breathe, too. They rookies, too. We keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they still learning their personnel, too.
You know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, so your quarterback goes down. You're on the third string for a couple weeks. You know, it's tough to adjust. And I don't know what's going on with Mims still. But, you know, when he gets the dudes that he wants in the system, man, I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Hey, let me tell you how bad my family wants him to feel, right? So, talking about Zach. So, we got a receiver named Braxton Berrios, little white dude, right? Uh-huh. In college – Zach had a receiver named Dax Mill. And accidentally, Zach was like, oh, that was a good catch by Dax. And he had the media like, well, I think he's at BYU still. He shook. Like, come on, man. What's going on here? It's bad over here, man. Don't be a Jeff fan. Any kids out there, don't be a Jeff fan when you grow up, man. It's not fun.
Shit, I could have told a deaf blind person that, man. Do not be a Jeff fan.
Right.
Anyway, man, hey, welcome to another episode of the D-Thirds Podcast. It's your boy, Jab, with my esteemed co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, boys.
Go ahead, Reed.
Right now, I'm eating Chick-fil-A macaroni, so hopefully they sponsor us. But this Teflon Reed, man. Yeah.
What's happening with y'all, man? It's Coach Bear.
Coach Bear might get paid by Notre Dame. He's a coach.
You know, they are the coach of service, man. I'm seeing names going to be in the portal soon, man.
So let's just tell me the next coach is called Marcus Freeman, by the way.
Shout out Brian Kelly, man.
Woo!
Shout out Brian Kelly, man.
Yeah. You had niggas like, man, you're Lincoln. He didn't come. That was sad. We get Brian Kelly, they're like, eh.
Hey, man, like, Lincoln just put all of USC in a chokehold, man. He walking around that bitch like he the president.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we got to address this game first, man. Browns Ravens, dude.
Wait, no.
We gotta talk about that game.
Wait, don't go there yet. Get the week was out the way first.
All right, hold on. All right, well, okay, let's talk about this nice game. Seattle versus Washington.
No, wait, hold on. That just happened. Get the trash ones out the way. Like
it was. Nobody want to talk about.
I'll start you off then. Panthers Dolphins, man. Jesus Christ, Cam Newton.
Hey, no, I do got – yeah, Cam, that was terrible, bro.
He was 5 for 21 for 92 yards and 2 picks, man.
Hey, but I do want to say we was getting on Rob early, and he kept his job by going – when you go on a win streak, bro, you keep your job. So
who we get on early?
Rob Flores.
Oh,
yeah, he's back, man. Give that nigga credit, dog. Winning games with two K's is hit.
He's so garbage,
he,
man.
He 5-7 sound way better than what we thought they would be, bro.
Can I ask you a question? Is it a bad sign, bro, that literally every year, for the first 3 years he's been there, they start off 1-7 and they go on a win streak? Is that a bad thing?
No, because
all 3 years he's been there, they start off one win and they go like a month where they don't lose.
If he was in charge of overall personnel, I would say yeah, but they still not sure if they got their quarterback. Offensive line is garbage, not sure really which is worse, them, the Texans, or Seattle. So, I mean, he's not in charge of the whole ship yet, so I can't blame him for that.
Right.
He ain't my division, so I'm going to keep my bias to myself, but them getting wins is pretty good, though, for the like you said, though, for the culture. They beat Panthers. They asked. They didn't ask, but that's a good team to beat. And then they beat the Ravens. So
yeah,
they going the right way. I can say.
Definitely back to back good wins. Let's see if they can finish out at 500. But god damn, that was a horrible game for Cam.
For my agenda, man. Before I let Bear say he was right about McCaffrey, I was right about Joe Brady, by the way. He stinks, bro. It's done. It's over.
He might have to go. It might be for him to go back to LSU still, bro.
He's not it, bro.
I've been talking about that for a minute now.
He can still run the offense there, bro. He just got to, yeah.
He's not it, son. Nah. He'll go be on with Trevor next year.
And with Trevor?
In Jacksonville?
You think they'll... Nah,
fire. They got Schottenheimer? Yeah, they'll hire Joe.
You think he's just going to move OC jobs like that?
He has no choice. The Panthers are not going to keep him. There's no way the Panthers can keep him after this season. There's no chance. Would you?
I mean, that is an upgrade over
Schottenheimer. They've played four different QBs this year, bro. Like,
I think I would bring him back for continuity, though. I don't know if I'm trying to just rip it all out.
Continuity with who though? Because they're playing QB.
Matt Rule and him got a year under their belt together. I gotta keep them. You keep doing this, blowing it up. New coach here every year. That's how you get stuck. Like, you know, no offense, the Jets. You know, like the Bucks for a while, like the Browns for a while.
Nah, but like what I'm saying is like, so this Matt Rule, Joe Brady, second year right here. It should be three, but the reason you can blow it up blow up at least Joe Brady because they finna get a new QB anyway.
Who did they gonna draft this year? It's gonna fix anything?
Nah, they're not gonna draft nobody. They'll be malpractice. They're gonna get a Carr or a Baker or a Jimmy G.
Well, I think I'm a little on this. I think Baker's gonna stay in Cleveland, but we'll see
the Carr situation. Chance. He's done. Yeah. He's done.
Oh, dude, okay, but what do the Browns do if they give up Baker?
Yeah, exactly.
Derek Carr.
How they gonna afford Derek Carr? They got money. They're gonna have to pay people soon. What's Derek Carr deal looking like? I think he still got a couple years left.
Look at that Browns roster and tell me who you think getting paid, man. They can afford Derek Carr.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm blowing it. If they get me to the playoffs, I'm not getting rid of Baker just yet.
They're not in the playoffs. We'll get to them later, but they ain't. They're not. I told y'all, bro. That's not a playoff team. They're not getting in, bro. They're not. They got to win out to get in now. Like they can't lose another game.
It'd be tough.
Yeah, they're not getting in. But yeah, Panthers fans are ready. Another game that was trash. Let's smoke Paul. Eagles Giants. Yo, Paul, you lied to us, man.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah, you lied too, Bear. And you, Jeff. All y'all niggas lie about the Eagles.
No, even when the Eagles lose, bro, they winning, bro. Three first round picks. It don't even
matter. Oh, yeah, for sure. This strictly slander reasons.
This is shameless, Pimple. Go ahead,
man. It don't even feel good slandering Paul, man. I hate that guy.
Yeah, this strictly slander reasons, though. You got Paul talking about the Giants. And Paul, the Giants stink. They stink, you know, how Paul said. And then you got niggas like, oh, look at their schedule, Rieger. They're going to the playoff. Look at their schedule. Man, no. Bro, Jalen Hurts is terrible. Rieger is a bust. Can y'all join me with that now, please?
No, Rieger for sure a bust. I don't like – listen. I don't like saying that to young players because it's his second year. I get it. Jettis is amazing. He got picked in the 20s. But, good Lord, I don't know what he does well. He's a gadget receiver, and he can't catch.
Yeah, that's just bad.
I really don't. And my thing about Hurts, I'm talking to you, bro. I tried to defend you on last podcast. I said, yo, you play four games, your quote unquote rookie season. And then when they count to 12 games at your belt, you're a full rookie. Yo, there's an obvious cap on this team if he's on the center, dog. Like Smitty's gonna want out in like 4 years and he's still there.
Yeah.
He can't throw the ball downfield. So that's the first thing.
His D-ball is one of the ugliest I've ever seen.
He has a noodle, bro. I keep trying to tell you. His arm, he just licked apart. He ain't got no cannon.
Jalen Hurts, but Smitty's the best player. On the game time drives, like the final two drives, he didn't see a single ball. Not one.
Bro, Rieger's such a bust that Jalen Hurts had three picks, and they didn't score all game until like a couple drives. Then, like, on the final drive, Rieger dropped two TD passes, and niggas said Rieger lost the game for them. Like, that's how bad he is, bro.
It's bad over there. For hey, two, and let's give the Giants credit. That defense is nice, man. We can admit that.
Against QBs who are clowns, yeah.
No, they do be showing up to play in some games and some Spurs.
Well, yeah, the Bucks, you know, they're clowns too. That's all.
Who?
The Bucks.
We put 30 on them niggas, man. First of all, hey, we're not talking about my team.
Hey, I tell you this though. After yesterday's game, do y'all think the Eagles Jets game is a layup for them now?
Eagles Jets
in New York.
I don't think anything's a late. When do y'all play? Will we?
Next week.
Oh, I was going. Yeah, that's not a late for nobody, man. I have no idea who's gonna win that game.
Just checking. That's all. Just checking.
Keep it a band with y'all. All right, to be eight. Let's give the Giants some credit though. Yo, the hell, Chiefs to 20. Derek Carr look crazy. Eagles to 7. We got to give them niggas some credit.
Yeah.
My thing with the Giants is it's not a total dumpster fire over there because they got building blocks on the defense. Their problem is they have no quarterback, no offensive line. Should probably trade Saquon. Whole other shit going on with the OC and everything. But on defense, I don't have no problems with them niggas over there.
Hey, no trolling. What can Saquon Barkley get you right now? Matter of fact, let me do this real quick. I'm going to name these running backs. You tell me what you can see them getting in a trade, all right?
All right, go ahead.
All right, Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb will get you a he might get you a first.
Get you a mid-round first.
Yeah.
Okay. Cook?
Probably a first.
Kamara?
First.
McCaffrey?
Some injuries. A scary dude. I don't know. I might say second because of the injuries.
Henry?
Definitely a first.
Jonathan Taylor?
Shit. Definitely a first.
Saquon.
Saquon, I might, maybe three.
You can say it's a third, dog.
It's a third for that nigga, man. Listen, and two is, I'm not even fully blaming Saquon. He is one of them niggas who he can't just put his head down and get 4 yards. I get that, but that offensive line is terrible, dude. Yeah. I'm talking about they suck, and then 4 niggas got hurt. That's who's out there blocking.
Check this out, right?
Yeah.
In college, McCaffrey, we saw him. Amazing. Henry in college. Amazing. For Nick Collins, amazing. Even Kamara, when he barely got in, amazing. Saquon Barkley left you like, eh, that was a cool play. Like, he never, you know that Paul Pierce thing, Paul? He said, giving us a little piece. I want the whole
load. Yeah, oh my God,
man. That's how Saquon was in college, bro. You'd be like, 100, he'd be like 18 carries, 109 yards, and you look at 1 yard, 1 rush with like 85. Like, bro, who the fuck are you, man? It's not track me, dude.
Yeah, ultimate highlight there, man.
That USC Archer, man.
That USA game, him and Chris Godwin was going to war, though. I remember that game. But yeah, I mean, them picking them top, what do they pick them at? Like fucking 2?
Yeah.
Them picking them top 5 is absolutely insane.
They picked them top 2 in a heavy QB draft, which some QBs was bust, but it was a heavy QB draft, bro.
Mind you, they thought they were like a couple pieces away from a Super Bowl or at least a playoff one or something. Then they go and trade Odell the next season?
Wait, Odell and Saquon play together?
For
like
for
four, like four games, huh?
I think one of them got hurt, if I remember that season. Odell broke his ankle. Yeah, I think that's 2018-19. And then the next season, Odell was at the door.
Wow. Well, okay. But the good thing about the Eagles is with those 3 first-round picks, they don't got that many holes, but they're a good team still.
Yeah,
they can damn near take best player available for all 3.
I've been doing a couple. Well, I mean, the picks is obviously up a bit, but with them having 2 top 10 picks and then another one with the Colts one, they could even trade down, try to get Jordan Davis out of Georgia because Flex is getting up there in age. I'm just saying, man, they got a lot of cap space.
They still get card, bro.
Hey, Wentz is off the books. They can really turn this shit around in a year, man.
It's a good car.
They can do a lot. They can use car, man. I know some niggas listen to this shit and they nose up because it's their car, but that'll be the best QB you guys had in a minute, man.
Facts.
That's a fact. Oh, man.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Next game. Okay, this one. Let's get it out of the way. Falcons, Jaguars. Hey, Jaguars, you guys didn't get blown out this time.
Hey, the culture is setting in for Urban or no?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think. You know what I think? It's not the culture not setting in. Also, he's not that bad either.
Yeah, he's definitely not that bad. Here's the thing with Urban. I think Mike Norvell used a Bobby Bowden quote. You know, he said, at first, you know, when you're rebuilding a team, you go from getting blown out to losing close to winning. And I think he's starting to get his feet wet, man. I mean, he beat the Bills. He's not getting losing 40-0 no more. I don't know, bro. Coach look like he's sitting there.
The team is so terrible, bro. Yo, no they weapons. Really have Tavon. Let me tell you their depth chart yesterday.
I think Tavon scored his first touchdown in like 3 years.
Ask me on that team. Watch, I guarantee you won't guess this. Without looking, ask me who led them in yards yesterday receiving.
You got to be Tavon.
Nope.
Nah, is it a tight end? What's
nope.
His name?
Is it a receiver?
Something?
Is it a receiver?
Marvin yep. Jones?
Nope. He was second.
I know D.D. Westbrook not still there, man.
Nope.
Keelan Cole?
Nope.
Who the fuck?
He was the Jets.
Oh, yeah,
it was Laquan Treadwell from Ole Miss.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Yo, Trevor, man. Hey.
He led them with 53 yards receiving.
You play with house money. This season don't even count for Trevor, man. I'm not even bullshitting, bro. Yeah, this season does not count, man.
That's why I kept saying people kept wanting to do the whole, bro, it's Urban. It's Urban. It's deeper, bro. Look at let me tell you his top receivers yesterday. Laquan Treadwell with 53 yards. Marvin Jones with 43 yards. LaVisca had 33. And James Robinson had 29. It's bad over there, bro. Trevor threw the ball 42 times for 228.
Nah, dog. and mind you, they did have, if you're not counting Trevor's carries, they did have 23 carries, so it's not like they wasn't running the football. They just, man.
It's bad, homie.
It's just a bad offense over there, man. Man, they miss ETN.
How many? Watch this. look how trash this game is. He only got sacked one time. They got 20 first downs. Everything, bro. Like, it just don't matter because that team fucking sucks.
They got no talent, bro. They can't put it in the end zone. That's
look. They have more total yards, more passing yards, everything. But no, doesn't matter. Team stinks.
Man, they're going up against a team that's also terrible, though.
the Falcons are literally in the playoff hunt, by the way.
That's how fake this year is, by the way, in the NFC. The Falcons in it. And Washington football team who just beat the Seahawks. What were they, 5-7, 6-7? They in it, too.
But again, that's why in the summer I was so on that, man, this could be a playoff team. Like, bro, the Falcons could be a playoff team, bro.
Man, not like this, dude. Not like this.
Hey, Falcons next four games. No, next five games.
Matt Ryan, 30 throws, 190.
They play the Bucks. That's an L. They play the Panthers. They could win that. They play Niners. That's an L. Lions. They could win that. Like, they can end up getting 8 wins this year, bro.
8-9 sneaking into the playoffs.
Man. They can get 9 wins. They play the Saints last game of the season.
That's cool. That's cool for them. That's overachieving.
What? That's by a lot. Nigga, 9?
Yo, Bear, they beat you?
Hey, bro, I don't care, bro. I hope you tank. I want us to tank, bro. No cap. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Oh, shit. Battle, man.
Shout out to Ned, man. I hope the Falcons do win 9 games so you can cry on Twitter. Hey, look at the Falcons. They could have dropped it. Da, da, da. Yeah. Rest in peace, man. Hope I'm a tackle.
I miss those Matt Ryan days, man. We outline out everything that's wrong with that niggas. And, you know, they go ahead and drop the, you know, defensive tackle. What's some shit?
What's the first pick of the room? Let me see. Next game. I told y'all this was going to happen. Broncos Chargers. Tried to tell y'all niggas, man.
Yeah.
Trevor, this season, Justin, when it comes to good secondaries, he ain't beat none yet. Zero.
He beat the Raiders.
Yeah, that's okay. That's one. Yeah, that, you're right.
yeah, give me that one.
But like, Patriots beat him. The Ravens beat him. He just lost his Bronco joint. Well, I guess, now you say it out loud, nothing in the second day, that's good. But anyway, you get the point, though.
Hey.
Herbert let them the rest yesterday with 36 yards on 4 carries.
Oh, I try to tell niggas this, too, because, you know, I know we fall in love with players. Yo, Austin Ekeler, great player. They need another running back, dude.
He's not it. He's not a one.
He's just not a one. And some dudes ain't like that, dude. It's like... People think because Alvin Kamara is kind of like this, but he's just so dynamic it doesn't matter. When you don't have a dude who like a real bruiser, he can't play 3 downs. He averages he had 2.5 yards a carry this last game. Dude. 2.5
with no Von Miller, man.
No Von. They on the road trying to establish the run. They have a decent offensive line.
Mike Williams also another bust. Yeah. Had 39 yards yesterday, bro. Like,
man, enough with this Mike Williams gas, man.
He's a bust, bro. That receiver course stinks.
Dude, if he finishes with 1,000 yards and 10 plus touchdowns, it's not, he's not a bust, man.
Right now he has 50 catches, with Herbert. 744 yards and 7 tubs. But if you look at the games, though, look at his games. Look, since October, right? 19 yards, 58 yards, 33 yards, 97 yards. Like, no, man. Hell no.
Nah. Nah, that 97 sounds kind of potent, though.
Hold on, top 7 pick.
Yeah, man.
He's been a 100-yard game since October 10th.
Hey, listen. He might not be top 5, but that nigga's still a good player.
He has 1 touchdown since October 10th.
Hey, call God, man. Call the quarterback.
Damn.
The Broncos, are they a playoff team?
I can't tell, bro.
Every other week they look like one, and they go.
They 6-5, bro. I'm gonna tell you their schedule. They 6-5. Next, they play the Chiefs in an Arrowhead. Then they play the Lions. Then they play the Bengals at home. And Lions at home too. And then they go to Vegas. Then they go to LA for the Chargers. And then back at home for the Chiefs again. They can make the playoffs, bro.
They could, but they won't because that's a crazy amount of division games.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if they sweep the Chargers, they in. I'll say that. Because they beat the Lions for sure.
Well, who's the top 7 right now?
In AFC?
Yeah.
All right, give me a sec. Y'all slander somebody real quick.
All right, what's the next game?
Okay, top 7 in AFC is number 1 is Baltimore.
They're 8-3 or 8-4 now.
They're 8-3.
8-3.
Number 2 is New England. Hmm. 3 is Tennessee.
4 the Chiefs.
Nah, 4 is Buffalo.
Got you.
5 the Chiefs, 6 the Bengals, and then 7 the Chargers, Raiders, and all them type of niggas in the hunt.
Man, that's really going to come down to week 17, I feel like. That 7th spot. It's a lot of different people can go. We go Colts, they still alive.
Yeah, because the Bengals could fuck around and not make it. So
the Bengals could fall out. Browns are still
I think the Bengals are safe. I think they're safe.
I do too, but there are scenarios where they, you know.
Hey, man, the Bengals can win that division, by the way.
Yeah.
The Bengals, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say this. The Bengals, as it's looking out right now, they can get the number 1 seed, bro. Like, who would have thought that?
No, that's insane, actually. Especially because we talked about it all the time. The gauntlet they got to face the last 6 games. They got a bunch of division games, a bunch of good opponents. So this game was this game where they cakewalked over the Steelers. Matter of fact, we can talk about that game next. This was supposed to be a tough game. They were up 41-3 at one point.
They last 2 games, the score is 73-23. Like, they're smoking teams, bro.
Jeez.
They scored 30 points.
They got Chargers and Niners next, both at the crib, too.
They scored 30 points in 5 of their last 6 games.
Yeah. But see, it was looking dark. That was 5-2. And remember, they lost to us and then Cleveland. It was looking real dark. And then it was like, nope. That's why being good in the early year matters so much, because you can afford to lose.
Remember, I was saying, like, we was being too wishy washy with Zach Taylor, bro.
Yeah,
we sure is him, bro.
Hey, hold on.
I still think it's his talent carrying him, but I mean,
yeah. Hey, Joe Mixon, 28-165, 6 a carry, 2 tubs. Yo, we've been saying, yo, as long as they establish the run, I don't care what the passing numbers look like. That team can still blow people out.
Hey, yo, real quick, what we here, Joe Burrow. Come to the stage real quick to me, man. Look, it's just kidding, Jamar Chase, man. He's special. He was thinking rookie of the year. Throw him the ball accurately, please. Stop. Throw him the ball and get him stats again, because Matt Jones is coming, and I don't like that. So
nah, team's been rotating coverage on him.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow, this game's their ass, man. He needs to. This not his standards, man. He can do better than this.
No, for sure. But you know when they do that, and then T. Higgins on the other side giving you 6-115. That's how you do it. That's how you win games in this league.
Yeah. Oh, slap T. Higgins, Dennis. Hey,
come on, man.
The Bengals, if they get in, that'd be a crazy shock, man. But I'll take that victory lap.
They low key one of those teams you don't want to see either. Like, you don't want to kind of have to see them in the playoffs.
I don't know when the fuck this happened, but they actually nice in the like in one offseason, their defensive line is just totally different, man.
Trey Henderson is the real deal. Shout out Bear.
Yeah, Sam, my brother on the other side. Don't forget that nigga too.
Yeah, he is. He the real deal.
They're real good. Dobie.
Yeah, they got good interior play. Yeah, they good.
And they got Jesse Bates back there patrolling, holding it down. The corner player's been good. Even Eli Apple been good. Shout out Bear again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought, man? Eli.
Steelers, are they done?
Yeah, no. They should be due.
Yeah, they done.
They have so many issues. Offensive line, quarterback is on his way out. They don't really have any hallmark DBs. They defense is getting their ass whooped now.
I don't want to get there yet to this game, but remember how I was saying Judon can still DPOY? I think his loss. TJ can't win it no more.
I don't really think they hold that much weight for defensive players like that.
I feel like they're right now they 5-5, and they just got smoked 41-10. Like, be like, where was TJ Watt? You know how they do.
Yeah, for sure. But it's also week 13. It's like 5 weeks left. It's gonna be between him and Garrett, dude. At this point.
Hey man, Judon on them. Yeah. Ah.
You know they're not giving Judon that award, man.
Yeah, it's a 2-man race.
Listen. I knew the defense. Listen, it is about stats. It is about like how good you are. But I knew that shit was a sham when Shaq Barrett got no votes. He had 19.5 sacks. Wasn't even in the top four. Or top
people,
three,
people, I mean. People thought that was fake. That's why.
Judon gonna get the same treatment.
Yeah.
He got okay, but Judon got 12 sacks on number one defense. Feel me?
I get that, but we're talking about
it's not gonna move me thing.
No, it is, but it is about names at a certain point too. So he just Myles Garrett's getting it before he were. They have similar stats. All
right, next game. You gotta let me see. Okay, do this one. Go ahead, your Colts Bucks. Wait, not yet. Patriots, Titans.
Hey, the Patriots real. I like them, man.
Hey, Titans' whole team was on injury report, but we've been talking about the Patriots for like 3 weeks. Oh, man. That's a real team, man. Come on, man. Hey, that's a real football team over there, dude.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
I know Nick Westbrook was the number one receiver, but man.
Hey, the Patriots look like the real deal. They look great. No complaints at all. So when they lose, it's going to be even better for me because they, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, can't wait. They look good, though, for sure. Mac looked good. Another good game. No turnovers. 300 yards. The run game was whatever.
That pivot was immaculate, by the way.
Say it again.
So that pivot was immaculate. That I can't lose if I stay winning type shit you just pulled. Yeah, I know that playbook, nigga.
Yeah. Come on, man. School the jab. But the Mac Jones thing's funny because he was ass in the first half. Like he was missing easy ass play, like easy ass throws that could have been touchdowns. Second half came out, he was dark. He was turning up on things.
Man, he was rolling out, getting out the pocket. It was cool. Yep. He looked way more comfortable every week.
Yeah. Also, Tannehill, you're garbage.
Yeah, I was just about to say, are you good?
You're not garbage.
And that Titans team, they're gonna have a lot to address, bro.
He had 93 yards, Holmes.
No. I like you writing everything, Bear, but Tannehill, are you serious?
They have two running backs running for 100 yards, by the way.
So that's what I'm saying. Do they go with Tannehill another year, bro?
Nope. I told you it's over. I told y'all when after that game we just played the Titans. And y'all was like, bro, they was playing. No,
it's not enough quarterbacks to go around to compensate for all these
teams. I think Rebel and say, fuck it, man. Give me Carson Strong, I could do it. Man. He's not good, bro. Like he sucks.
Bro, I knew this Tannehill guy because they was calling him, oh, he's top 10. No, look at his stats last couple games. When he was in the playoffs, he had two games in a playoff run when he threw for less than 90 yards and they won.
That's a fact.
Come on, dude. Stop. He was never like, top 10, man.
So he was like, so? Look at the stats, man. He's winning games, man. Like, this
is what happens, man. And you keep no Derrick Henry don't matter. They had two running backs rush for 100 yards, bro. I know all his receivers were there, but this is what top 10 quarterbacks do.
Yeah.
Can't get outplayed by Mac Jones, who, by the way, has no receivers.
Tannehill, your garbage. Mac Jones, great game. Keep it up. You can still look at that award. I just said it.
Rookie of the year.
You can still rookie of the year. A two-man race. And you're on a playoff team, too. So you got to beat the Bills.
Possibly a number one seed.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you can like say a big you can help Belichick say a fuck you to Brady them. So
hey, what a good draft class. Ain't no first round bust really, huh?
Let me do that right now. Let me check for you.
So far, ain't no really first round bust.
I don't want to say not yet. Too quick. Let me see. All right. So number one pick, we all know is Trevor Lawrence.
None of the quarterbacks count.
Oh, okay. So no QBs.
It's tough to spot, but we're not even through the first year.
How we feeling? Well, How are you feeling about that dude, Jamin Davis, for Washington? He hurt, huh?
No, I don't think he been. I think he was hurt early, but then he came back. But he
ooh, was. Who is the bus? Peyton Turner. Who the fuck is that?
Oh yeah.
Who is that guy?
Hold on. Y'all drafted him. Y'all niggas were saying he can join in 2.0.
I remember that.
Do not lie on me.
I remember because in the Zoom he had a dangling area. That was, oh yeah, he gonna fit right in.
hey, wait, look. Hey, bro, is he getting snaps?
Bro, he on IR, bro.
Aw, damn, y'all whole season cooked, man. Hey, Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. I'm
telling you, bro. We tell you.
Caleb Farley, he on bus watch.
That's because of injury, though. I mean, yeah. It sucks because he actually looked like a good prospect, but he just can't stay healthy, dude.
You know what's crazy? This next thing I'm going to say.
Where you go?
Oh, here we go. Jalen Phillips. Looking like a bust, and he had 3 sacks on Canada today.
I was just gonna say, how many he got on the season? Like 5 now.
Yeah, but he was looking bad. But then Canada just had to be a doofus and give him 3.
He got better as the season been going on.
Yeah,
that's kind of how it goes. But with the
hey yo, this second round is real quick. Then I'll get over it. Look at this, bro. Second round. Elijah, Javonte, Javon Holland, Lyndon Dickinson, Christian Barrymore. All in a row.
Damn. Sheesh.
And then you got in the second round, Asante, Rondell Moore, Aziz, Joke. You got Pat Fairmouth. You got Terrace. You got Creed Humphrey.
God.
Like, second round. Crazy.
That's a crazy second round.
Hey, you didn't say Kyle Trask's name, bro. What's up with that?
All right, bro. All right.
He's looking at the next QB1, man.
Enjoy having him warm up for y'all, whatever he does.
Hey, I will. I think he learned from the GOAT.
All right, next game. All right, go ahead. Do your Colts books.
Hey, you know what's funny about you little niggas on Twitter and everything? I'm not going to say no names.
Got him, Colts.
I wasn't going to say no names, but
I'll do it.
Yeah, y'all niggas love to overreact to the first quarter. So I'm sitting back watching that game. And, you know, we come out and, you know, we didn't get it done on the first drive. So we punt. And it was a horrible punt. And it didn't even go like 10 yards. So they had the ball like hour 30. So they already had a field goal basically off rim. And so they scored. And then we scored. And they matched us. And they was like, oh, my God. The Bucs secondary. Oh, my God. They stunk. They can't do this. They can't do that. And I was just saying, just wait. Carson Wentz going to throw us a couple. You know, let the pass rush get going. Shaq finally showed up. I was just waiting. I'm just sitting there waiting for us to show up. But we did. We just did what we did. Yo, it was scary in the first half, and niggas was overreacting. We were down 10 points. They was acting like we was getting our asses whooped by 40. I just stood in there. My secondary is back. We getting turnovers. Sean Murphy Bunn is looking nice. He smoked a couple coverages, but we good, bro. When I get Carton back, when I get Jamel back, it's over for you niggas, man. It's over for niggas, man. Leonard Fournette, by the way, yo, I lost. I lost. You better than Rojo, man. I retired my agenda.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. God.
Yeah, in my defense, Rojo was 1,000 yards on 5 a carry last year, dog.
Man, that shit was so – man.
That shit was not fake, nigga. Hey, that nigga was hooping every fucking week that we gave him the ball.
Yeah, you had the best line in football last year, man.
This year, too.
Y'all do this year, too?
Yeah, of course we do.
Nice. How my son – what's the little fat fuck name? From Iowa.
Oh, Tristan Wirfs?
Yeah, how he doing this year? Same?
He's still locked. Listen, his only bad play really is he got bull rush in the ball, and he got bull rush in the Brady against the Saints and Brady fumble. That's like the only sack he's given up all year. So,
love it.
Now he's still hooping. Best right tackle in football. Low key, I was slaying him his entire career. Yo, Donovan Smith, you looking like you could be a top 10 left tackle in football right now, man. You really hooping.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Man, no, real talk. Real talk. Nah, there's not even no bus guess. I know once I start raising my voice, niggas think I'm joking. I'm real talk. Like, I'm not playing. He actually playing really good football
Why can't you think he just say good win, man? Huh?
No. I'm just saying. A lot of niggas woke me off. You know,
he did look good yesterday, though.
Hey, Rams kicked our ass. Niggas said the Bucs can't win. Cowboys fans talking shit after we beat them. It was all bad, man. But, you know, we 8-3. You know, we about to get that 1-2. Just, you know, watch out.
You know what's so crazy, right? Hot take still, but I swear to God, if Wentz would have won, beat that yesterday, and like, decidingly, he'd have got MVP, bro.
He was on his way, too, I'm not going to lie.
Because he'd have blew y'all out in the Bills back-to-back weeks. MVP was his, man.
Yeah, and then he hoops the rest of the year. Like,
how was he in that game? You trust him in the playoffs?
Yeah, I trust him because I really like what Wright does with this nigga, man. He just gives him so many easy reads. Me too. Like, what they whole offense is based on, like, RPO shit. So it's like he just counts. You know, if you get 7-6 in the box, I'm throwing it outside. If it's more than that, you know, we run in the football type shit. Like, he just sets him up, like, not to fail. And then play action and, you know, Taylor off of that shit. He gets to take deep shots down the field. So, you know, he really over there hooping. I can't even lie about it.
Yeah. Like, it was boring, though, until it wasn't. I mean, it was lit, but then it was like, eh.
Wasn't yeah. We just stepped up at the end. That's all that was. Sack barely sparked it over that slip sack. So, shout out to him. Yeah, he's finally open.
Yeah, that changed the game.
No, dude, we were really about to, because they marched right down the field. They got the ball at the half. And we was about to go down, you know, 17, maybe 13. He got that shit back. So, and then they didn't score again until the end of the game, basically. So, they put up 24 in the first half, didn't score until the fourth quarter.
Okay, next game. I want to smoke this dude really, really badly. Niners Vikings, bro. Kirk Cousins, man. Check this out, bro. I put a lot of stock in you beating this team, homie. Talk my shit. Said a lot of stuff I shouldn't have said. Made some bets in the main. You out here lining up under the guard, bro, to hike the ball, man? What are you doing, bro?
What are you going to do, man?
Man, bro.
They had to call the timeout. I remember that play.
And I'm hearing Vikings fans say this ain't the first time.
It's definitely not the first time he did that.
Are y'all serious? Clown, man.
Man, because when I saw it originally, I thought, okay, they called a timeout because his dumbass was about to, you know, spike the ball because he's done that shit before, too, on fourth down. But I didn't know he was lined up behind the guard, dude.
Bro, he the biggest fake stat dude I've ever seen, bro.
But I swear you'll watch him at a prime time game against somebody they're not supposed to be, and he'll be hooping, man.
He's been in the year with like a 35-7 ratio, bro.
And get paid again.
They gonna only win 6 games.
Fucking ski mask season, man. That Hall of Fame.
Oh God, my damn. God. Speaking to him, that's who the Browns will go get if they let back go. Kirk, bro.
Oh, reunite him with Stefanski?
Stefanski reunion, yeah.
That makes sense.
And the next sense.
That actually and does make a lot of sense. Draft
like 5 receivers. That receiving core is terrible. The Niners, man, Shanahan, you keep getting away with this shit, man. You still a bozo, man. You ain't changed shit, man.
Hey, tell the truth, man. Hey,
now, he's coaching winning. His ass off the last couple
he's
weeks.
Been coaching his fuck ass off,
that,
man.
Bro, that's my point. That's my point. That's what bozos do. He was ass all year being a clown. His job was getting hot. Oh, my job's gonna lie. Oh, here I go. He's a fucking clown, man.
I mean, Elijah Mitchell, another fourth game, he got 100 yards. Like, come
that
on,
dude
man.
Good, bro. He's good, man.
No, yeah, he is. But it's like the crazy thing about Kyle, which y'all lied and said Sean McVay could do this, by the way, is anybody who he has in the system is hooping. That's really Kyle shit. Elijah Mitchell, 6th-round pick, 4th game this year that he's had 100 yards rushing.
To be fair, though, that line is crazy.
It's crazy, but you know, it's not that bad. Hey, Rams line's supposed to be good too. That's all I'm gonna say.
Shut up, man.
A lot of excuses for them niggas over there, man. We'll get to that game later. Go ahead.
I still got the Niners not getting them playoffs, by the way.
You still got them? You don't believe still?
Wait, so who gonna be the last 2 seasons in the NFC?
Let me check.
Because right now it's them in Washington, right? They 6-5. Or 6-7, I mean.
What? Let me see. Hold on.
Now, the Niners, I think the Niners is 6-5. Washington 5-6.
The NFC playoff picture right now is, okay, number 1, Arizona, 2, Green Bay, 3, Tampa, 4, Dallas, 5, the Rams, 6, the Niners, and then 7, Washington.
Yep, that's what I thought.
All right, then. Yeah, I got the Vikings getting in over them.
Over Washington?
Nah, over the Niners. And then over Washington, I still got the Saints, bro.
Oh, give it up, man. They don't even want to make the playoffs.
Wait, hold on, wait. In my defense, though, keep it G. They play the Cowboys this week. And Cowboys is damn near cooked with COVID. And Saints getting their players back. That's a win. Boom, 6-6. Then they play the Jets, 76. Then it's right there.
Man, it is right. I'm not gonna lie, it's right there. But I'm not even sure Sean Payton want to win that game. They gonna find a way to lose it. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if the Niners get in, I won't be that mad. I just need them to not win 12 games, and then I'll be all right.
What you think, Barry? Y'all gonna come out hooping, or what kind of script we getting this game?
Who, against the Cowboys?
Yeah, against Cowboys.
It depends on if they receivers play. I got to see if they play. Then I can see what Sean gonna do. But take the run game away. Make Dak make plays, bro. That's what it's about. Making these quarterbacks drive, bro. Don't get the deep ball to where it's short and drives. Make them go the length of the field. Use up the clock. So, yeah, just make them run the ball, bro.
Y'all getting Kamara back this week?
I think he limited practice today.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not a bad sign. Should they just set him down for the rest of the year? Like, I mean, come on, man.
Who?
Kamara. MT already shut down, man. Like, no quarterback. Like, what y'all really playing for?
It could get to that point where we shut him down.
I think y'all might as well just rest up, just reload for next year. Let y'all get healthy.
I do too. I gotta see how we look after that Jets game.
Oh, really?
If y'all lose to the Jets, oh my God! Don't.
Are y'all serious? Whoa, whoa, whoa! hey, hold up, hold on. Hey, Jab, it's all funny games. We play y'all too this year. Fuck, nigga.
Oh, I'm supposed to be scared.
Yeah, I ain't literally lost to Washington out here, but I'm supposed to be scared. Yeah, nigga,
yeah, come on, man. Hey, know your place, nigga. You the Jets.
Hey, Loki, they might get in too. They've been the Niners too. Also, I'm gonna say that on here, on live, on
radio. Better than the Niners,
Washington. They're better, bro. They are. Y'all know that. They got better wins.
Dude. They not better than that team, dude.
Bro, I know that the Niners beat the Jags. And then they beat the fucking Vikings.
And who? McVay. Yeah. No. What was the last part?
They all beat McVay, always.
Man, we can't use that.
Bro, they lost to Colt McCoy, man.
They dominated him, bro. 31-10.
Bro, they lost to Colt McCoy.
They dominated the top four team in the league.
Yeah, it's all fun in games now. But go ahead and smoke. Next game is Rams Packers.
No, I want to say that game, man. I want to say that game. Go to something else.
That's no, we ran out of games. Oh, man, okay. Browns-Ravens.
Browns-Ravens. Let's talk about that game.
Lamar Jackson.
What a shit show.
Yo, what the fuck was that, Lamar?
Hey, okay, I want to say this. What week are we in? Like week 12?
It's a week 12.
I think we at this point of the season where Lamar might have needed those running backs. Early in the year, we were like, oh, it's just the running backs, like, you know. But now he for sure needs them.
Is he hitting the wall?
Nah, those are all bozo throws, all of them.
Now it's like how much more game planning can they do with that roster? You feel me?
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah, that's what I mean though. When I'm saying hitting the wall, it just means for what are we in 12? Are we 12?
Yeah.
For 12 weeks, he's put on the Superman cape, man. And now he's just like, man,
back up, though. See? That's not – it's been bad since that Dolphins game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The team's like, oh, okay, this is what you suck at. All right. And they've been spamming it, bro. His numbers are ugly this year, bro. His numbers are disgusting.
They are, bro. But I'm saying, like, fatigue, like, mentally fatigue. Like, he just knows he has to come out here. Zero blitz, 90% of the game, and just make plays. Like I think he's starting to hit a wall a little bit.
The reason why nobody want to hear that though is because all year long it was, man, the deep Ravens defense sucked, bro. Lamar gonna do everything. Now defense been hooping 3 straight games, and Lamar not. So it's like, what you know, bro. He has 15 touchdowns to 15. I mean, yeah, 15 touchdowns to 12 turnovers.
No, you're right.
15 turnovers, bro.
You're right. I hope niggas not listening to this thinking I'm writing them off excuses. I'm saying. After a year of him being Superman, I think like we gonna get a couple more of these, yo, like Lamar, like come on, like what you doing type of games?
Let me ask you a question. One, it's already a career high for him in picks, right? So I'm gonna ask you this. He got 15 touchdowns right now. We got 6 games left, right? Mm-hmm. Last year he threw 26. Is he gonna reach 26 this year?
I gotta see the schedule. He could throw like 2 a game.
I don't know.
With the extra week, yeah.
Definitely with the extra week. Okay, so they got Steelers next week. Could he throw 2 that game?
I wouldn't put money on it. I wouldn't, bro. I wouldn't.
They got Browns again.
Damn, wait, they faced some teams.
Hey, look, to frame it for you, he's only thrown more than one touchdown in the game twice this year. Now, against the Colts and Vikings, when they were down like 20, but he had no choice.
That's pretty crazy, my goal. Okay, so this is their remaining schedule. They got Steelers, Brown.
On the road.
Yeah, Steelers on the road, Browns on the road, Packers at home, Bengals on the road, Rams at home, and Steelers at home.
They're getting in the playoffs, dude. But this is how good that team is, though. They just won a game when he threw four picks. Come into that game. Shout out, Brick. Come into that game. The Ravens. NFL teams who had a QB throw four picks in the game was 0 for 37, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I got
another thing, man. Shout out my cousin Free. This is more on the Baker agenda. How you don't win a game where the other quarterback goes four picks?
I'm gonna throw Baker some bail this game. This game was on Stefanski, bro. Baker can't even walk. Like, he couldn't even walk, bro.
Yeah, they need to shut him down, bro.
Right. But all bullshit aside, they still had a chance on the last drive. Why the fuck do you have Kamara and Chubb on the sideline? I mean, Kareem Hunt and Chubb on the sideline.
Yeah, that was
for the game winning drive.
Yeah.
Why are you running RPOs? And not RPOs. Why are you running paybacks and rollouts when Baker like literally can't
he can't move. But he handcuffed. That's the staple of his offense. That Kubiak, fucking Shanahan, yeah. Wide zone, play action mm-hmm. type shit on the center. It's just a staple of what he like.
But we all know all year the Ravens couldn't stop the run.
Yeah.
Right? Look at this. Kareem Hunt, 7 carries.
Nick Chubb, 8.
Baker Mayfield can't walk. He threw 37 times. They even called a fucking Jarvis Landry throw, bro. And he fumbled it. Like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, that game is a joke to you. Hey, Baker, for the second straight week, you get no cool points for playing hurt, by the way. Same thing with Stafford.
Shut it down, bro.
Said coming into this game, bro, listen, you have the Ravens, take the week off, dude. Just take the week off. You're probably going to lose the game anyway. Like, Case Keenum come in, take that light work. You have a bye week, and then the Ravens again. I might even sit that second Ravens game again and try to get healthy for the rest of the year.
Bro, the little playoff team, just shut them down, bro. It's like Case Keenum. Who's showing you he can win games in this league?
Yeah,
start Case. He can't even walk, bro.
It's sad watching Baker out here at 60% of Baker, man.
Baker's 6 feet, 280, walked in like Kevin Looney, bro. He's done, man.
Shut it down, dude. Real talk. Take care of your players, dude. Shut it down. Man. Like Kevin Looney, man.
Come on. Baker can't even move his body, man. But also Harbaugh, I'm afraid to say, my boys, he's washed, man. He's done. He's no longer
I'm gonna give him one more season. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt because
the reason I'm not giving it to him is because looking like stepping back on it, it's clear that he was washed and Lamar just helped him out the last couple years.
I'm not gonna say that's not true. I just the injuries didn't hurt. I mean, didn't help.
That's true. But last night you got Myles Garrett 1-on-1 ISO all game, bro.
Yeah, he gets supposed to be on
stupid ass thing he was doing. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
That's true, but I don't think he's in charge of the offense. He's a special teams dude, right?
No, defense. That's my point, though, Jab. Like, nigga, you're the head coach. If you see Myles Garrett, who's killing your O-line by himself, ISO, as soon as you think, to be like, hey, Greg, hello. what the fuck is going on over there?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm on both of y'all side with that. I think he posts bail because of that IR shit. But here's where he loses me, man. This Greg Roman experiment that he won't let go, he definitely catches a flack for that.
And it's because they actually friends, but like, come on, you gotta cut that shit out, bro.
One more bar for niggas. The reason why I can't shoot him bail now, I thought about just now. The Ravens defense was trash. And what happened? Wink Martindale, who was getting head coaching interviews last year. What did he do? He said, all right, defense trash. Let me go to the lab. Let me move Patrick Queen over here. Let me play Chuck Clark. But like, he changed shit around. Defense been hooping. Like,
yeah.
Greg Roman ain't done nothing. He ain't done nothing to change nothing.
And I bet he's still on the staff next year. So, you know, Shannon Sharp drunk ass on Twitter talking about, you want to talk about it when he wins.
Bro, no NFL team, like, Justin Tucker shouldn't matter this much, homie. Like, we watch Prime Vinatieri. We watch Prime, what's the dude from the Colts?
Named Vinatieri.
That was Vinatieri.
Well, he was on both. Oh, him and he was a main pitch. Okay, him Patriots. We watched Janikowski or Stefanski, whatever his name was. Yeah, we watched Mason Crosby. They're doing the Raiders. Like, they're good kickers. Cool. Justin Tucker should not be like a Pro Bowler, bro. He really matters for them. Like, he shouldn't matter that much, bro. No one should matter that much, bro.
It's actually sad, and you know. E-low-key NFL top 100 players. If you put Justin Tucker at 100, I wouldn't be mad. I'm not going to lie. He just means that much to the Ravens.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But yeah, man, lot of bozo activity going on in that game. But let's get to the real game that niggas want to talk about, man. All season long, yes, I'm gonna do my victory lap, boy. Because
me and Bear with you now. Fuck all
that. Yeah, man. Hey, all season long, I've been trying to tell niggas, man. I've been trying to tell niggas. Look, this Rams team, they nice, but this Matt Stafford, when they signed them, it was like Jordan coming out of retirement bullshit that y'all were doing. Like, they was automatically a Super Bowl team. It was fucking nuts in hindsight, man. Matt Stafford, let me give y'all a stat, man. Because niggas thought I was hating going into that Buccaneers game just because they were good. Sure, they beat us. Y'all can say I was hating the week after that, too. But since then, and we played 2 months ago, they are a 500 football team, boys. They are 4-4. They are 1-4 versus teams that are 500 or better.
They on the three-game losing streak, I think.
Three-game losing streak, and Stafford has a pick six in each one of those games. Thanks for the assist, man. Let me dunk that shit. Matt Stafford is a loser, bro. I'm sorry. He's a loser. He's been a loser since Detroit. Enough with the what was me, make-a-wish kid, you all doing it. He was 8-68 in Detroit. I guess he's with a record 500 or better. 8-68. I'm going to say the third time for the people at home. 8-68, bro.
Hey, I saw a crazy stat, Jab.
Yo, what's up?
On Sunday, I think Matt Stafford was 0-18 against teams in his career that were like 4 or 5 games above 500.
Dude, this is just what he does. And to sit here and act like it's who are we going to blame next? The Pistons? To sit here and act like it was just the city of Detroit's fault? No, bro. This is who he is. And
wait, hold on.
What's up?
Let me shoot him some bail, though, right? So, yeah, he clearly, like, on primetime being asked. Y'all know where I stand with that. But it's kind of, like, ironic how he finally get here. And then, yeah, he was asked me again the year, but like it's also like his body also like bigger, he hurt. But it's like we can't even give him that. Like people mind is like, bro, you sucked over there, you suck here. Pick one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's like the boy who cried wolf. You know what I'm saying? Like you was crying for a good team, you was crying for weapons, all of that. And you got him, and now you suck. So when was him back hurt and all that?
We all kind of like turned our ears at when DeSean Jackson wanted to lead a team. Like, how does a speedster want to leave a big arm quarterback like that? Just
let me say this though, my man's who a Lions fan, he was saying like, yo, when they got him, he was like, all right, he was like, people don't know Stafford broke a bone in his back, like that nigga ain't gonna be the same.
I'm
like,
yeah, whatever. Yep, for sure did.
And then this year, he clearly can't throw deep, bro. That's cooked. Like, it's not happening, kid.
Yeah,
he got the elbow and all that. He just, it's crazy to watch, bro. It's crazy.
And here's the other thing. Here's why I get why I win. Is you can shoot Stafford all that bail, Ben. Who does it fall at the lap of? Boy, genius, man. Make some goddamn adjustments. Stafford back there. He playing hurt. You drop him back.
Been doing some bozo.
Yo, three straight weeks now. Yo, Stafford dropping back. You know, 5-out formation. No play action. No nothing. You know, they don't run the football anymore. What happened? I thought this was, you know, this is, you know, dude who's competing with Shanahan. He's the run game guru.
I'm saying Shanahan, but I agree.
Hey, he made Todd Gurley, you know, offensive player of the year and all this. What happened to that dude? He could turn the shit and make it into gold. What happened, man?
I'm gonna say this. Like, really, real talk though, right? So, you got McVay, who clearly show he a top offensive guy. I don't care what number, he clearly top 5 somewhere, right? And then, but he was with Goff though, so it was just a ceiling. So he got Stafford, and he basically, you know how like basketball was saying, the Lakers roster would make sense if LeBron was 25. That's how McVay is doing it. Like he coaching as if Stafford is 24. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's why it looked like that. Like, bro, you gotta realize, bro, Stafford is old, bro. Like, what is he, 32?
Well, it's because nigga, they know they gotta win, bro. So
no, I know that, but I'm saying he's not like in his brain, when he sees Stafford miss a throw, he don't think like, oh, he missed a throw, he just missed. Like he thinks like, oh, this game should have went here. Like, nah, bro. Nigga, man.
Yeah, no. And that's a good ass point that you just brought out too. We was just talking about this a second ago with Stefanski. The reason he not doing that is because McVay's whole scheme is based around that one principle. It's, you know, that under center, the play action. They can run outside zone, inside zone. 5 million plays that all look the same way. So he has to run his scheme like that. Otherwise, he starts looking crazy in the lights.
Bro, Zach got hurt. For people who don't know, he threw a deep boy Elijah Moore. It was P.I. It was at the one. But Zach, that's when he hurt his knee.
Right.
The backups came in. All y'all saw all week was short throws. We played the Texans. There wasn't a single throw for a receiver that went past 20 yards, bro. Like, because the O-line can't handle being back there for that long. Like, so like that, like, bro, Stafford clearly can't. He also, like, big, can barely walk. Why is he doing 9-step dropbacks, bro?
Yeah, with Andrew Whitworth, who's 48 years old. Yeah,
down 18 when they know you're passing. Like, come on, bro. Do something. No,
yeah, man, I'm just – Daryl Henderson, if he don't get 10 yards on the first carry, McVay don't want to run the football anymore. It's just – listen, and it don't even feel good being right about the team. I'm smiling when I'm saying this, but it really don't even feel good being right about this team. I was expecting this meltdown to happen in the playoffs, but this is who the Rams have been the last couple of years. This is all y'all did was switch quarterbacks. They start hot, and towards the end of the season – quarterback starts throwing a lot of picks, a lot of turnovers, start looking crazy. They don't have any depth because they don't care about draft picks. So just they run in a funny business down there, man. I'm glad y'all finally seen the light on this shit, man. And by the way, Niners still finishing above them niggas again. I'm believing y'all.
They're only a game behind.
Only a game behind, and they play in week 17. So, you know, keep pace with them. All you got to do is handle business.
Week 17 will be the first time McVay will beat Shanahan, and they win the back game by 20.
Man, you call God, Shanahan. Call
Book
God,
that, man. Homie. With him by 20, boy.
Call God, man. He gonna need help, man.
All right, go ahead and smoke Russell Wilson, man. Go ahead, man.
Russell Wilson, he's the funniest nigga of all time, bro. I swear to God, he like the clutchest, unclutchest quarterback I've ever. Like, he'll be the type of nigga to lead you on a 99 yard game winning drive. But he throw a pick on the two type shit, like amazing, unbelievable 40-yard bomb to be cover two, and he throw a pick on a 2-point conversion because he didn't even see somebody. What the fuck, dude? Why is DK Metcalf getting his first catch of the game with 30 seconds left?
Can I say this, bro? Why?
I think the Pete and Russ experiment has run its course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Russ will be a Saint. Pete Carroll will be
at Taco Bell.
With the Bears. That's what I'm going to say. Bears.
With the Bears? Is it?
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's my prediction. Pete Carroll will be Chicago Bears head coach next year.
I think Pete going to stop coaching for a while.
I don't think he done, bro. He let his shit. He's junkie.
real talk. You see him on the sidelines, man. He's so excited every time.
He's done, bro. I don't think he finished. He's 70 years old. He moved better than Bill and all Joe Brady on them.
Yeah, bro. For sure. Pete that shake for sure. But
I think he loved the game too much. What did he say? If I lead a game, man, they gonna love me, man.
I love the game, man.
like when them ball playing niggas, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, hey. But yeah, that's my prediction, though.
Hey, like y'all saying, it's clear to run this course. One of them got to go, and in low-key, they need to be Russ. I'm not about a lot of y'all.
But wait. I got a better question for y'all. So, everybody know, just got their pick, first round pick, whatever. If you let Russ go, yeah, you get two first, yeah, cool. But I think they should also trade DK and get a first.
If I'm
Seattle, DK clearly need like for all like DK, I love him, whatever, but he clearly need a good QB right away. Like, you know, you can't handle he can't be with like a rookie or like a mid dude. Like, he need a top, like at the lowest, like a Derek Carr, like for how you play. So if I'm Seattle, I trade Russ for two firsts and then DK for a first, or at least a second.
I'm kind of with you on that, but I'm not trading DK just because of his age, and I can't give up on a receiver that good this quick. I'm getting Russ out. I'm cleaning house. I'm getting Russ out of here. I'm getting Bobby Wagner out of here. I'm getting
and just building.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta tear it all up, man. Blow the defense up. You know, all the leaves in the boom is gone except for Bobby. Let's let Bobby move on somewhere we can win. Let's get Russ up out of here. Just new regime, dude. You gotta blow it up.
Let me ask you a question. Yo. I know how Russ is getting. Wait, before I get into that, let me back up. Hold on.
Russ had the game-winning drive touchdown. Boom. Which I called, by the way. It was clear. Washington sucks. Then, two-point version there, he had DK in the corner. He forced the ball into triple coverage to Tyler Lockett. Why?
I don't know.
I wish I had an answer for you, man. Like, what's up, Sierra? Man, he tried to throw that shit air, man.
All game long, he was ignoring DK, but then he decided
to. That nigga know they season on the line, bro.
No, I know, but like DK was wide open. Not open, open, but. Well, no, he was open, like in the corner at the end zone. Like,
makes me think them niggas gonna fuck some shit.
I'm saying that to say, like, he bad.
Go ahead.
I'm saying that to say that he panicked.
Ah, yeah, I think so too. He did have happy feet, but. Well, I'm saying, well, next up I'm gonna say was. From scale 1 to 10, 10 being like, hell yeah, you think when Russ finally leads Seahawks, he gonna like stop being Mr. Good Two Shoes and like speak the real about what happened with my LB teams?
I'm gonna say yeah, because I think he gonna follow the Brady blueprint type thing where Brady left New England and started actually like talking with the media and like being himself type shit. I think he gonna do that.
Yeah.
You think he gonna admit what happened with that play?
Not right away, but we're gonna get the answer one day. They're gonna do a 30 for 30 on the show.
Yeah, plus all the other like prime members of that team done, like you know, like Sean done, Sherm done.
Yeah, Cam out of there.
It'll come out.
Ain't it crazy that Bobby played the most taxing position out of all of them and he's the only one still playing?
Yeah. Right. No, that is actually crazy. Bobby is a freaking nature, I'm not gonna lie.
We played the most dangerous part, he's still hooping.
We're gonna find out what happens sooner or later.
Let me ask y'all a question because it's going to be a little controversial. We still got Russ top five?
I do.
At his position?
And the reason I do, I was going over the names this weekend after watching Dak and all them. He fifth. Like, he's still fifth because it's no order. It's Brady, Rodgers, Lamar, Mahomes, and then it's him. It's not Dak yet. It's not Herbert. It's not Kyler yet. Like, you feel me? It's him. He literally fifth.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at him still being top five.
Unless you really, really like Kirk, or like you really, really like Kyler, are you? You know what I'm saying?
So when people would jump leapfrogging Josh Allen and niggas above him,
he's better than Josh Allen.
Yeah,
he better than Josh.
You know what the funny thing about Stafford is? I know I'll get back to this nigga, but you know I hear all this Stafford a top five, all this shit. He at no point in his career has he ever been a top five quarterback except for this year.
You know what's funny about Stafford, right?
Is he top five this year? Yeah, he is. I'm hating too much. Go ahead.
You know what's funny about Stafford is the other day I saw some Jet fans arguing about like what Zach Sillin is. You know, nigga do the whole Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I was about to say Stafford. It's like, bro, what? I can't even think of what Stafford does like though. Like people like mimic for any QB, but he's not mobile. He nothing. He just got zipped.
my homie who a Raiders fan, and the more I think about it, the more I think he just one of these. He a Derek Carr fan, so he loved these QBs who are hooping with trash, and now they good on good teams type shit. Yeah. So he loved that type of storyline. Yeah. I think that's the only way you can have Stafford top five, like justifiably. He was always in that 10-ish range, and then Drew fell off, and Big Ben fell off, and Cam's not an MVP anymore,
he's been top 10 the last 4 years though.
Sure, he's been top 10, but like four niggas fell out of their primes, and now he's elevated to like that five-ish spot. And so
I never had him over seven ever.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Even today, I don't. I think niggas laughed him. Like he was always 10, and then Matt Ryan, Drew, Cam, and Ben all fell off. So people thought he would jump the list, but then Kyler and Dak and all these other dudes came in. So I'm sorry, dude, you're still seventh.
I think you're over Dak, bro.
Is he?
Dak has been bad, man, and it's dude, like. It's bad. It's alarming because it's like, it's just, it's not even nothing crazy going on, bro. They're just making him throw into tight windows and he can't.
No, that's true, but Dak's been playing in an MVP level for two straight years now.
Nah, I mean, he was dead last year, remember?
No, he was, but his stats was crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
Matt Stafford, I ain't see you do that yet, man. You and you all three in the playoffs, so you know there's that too.
Junkie.
that nigga, man, real talk.
Two studs, two bozos.
Two studs of the week. Stud of the week. Antoine Winfield Jr., baby. Hey,
that was PI, by the way.
That was not PI. Reek is hating. Don't listen to this nigga. Hey, that Jamal Adams, you will never have a catch like that in your career.
Was that PI or no?
You gonna ask Reek and then my other biggest hater on the app? No, 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 no.
That was not PI.
Y'all won the game. Was that PI?
No, that was a great play. Man, he's 6'4 pushing off on a 5'9.
Bear, he telling us he think a 5'8 receiver corner jumped over a 6'4. All right.
Yeah, Pittman. Hey, yo, get your little ass in the weight room, nigga. What the fuck?
Hey, I got one stud of the week that people they probably gonna love that we finally saying this shit, but Josh McDaniels in that offense, man. Mac Jones, I see you, man.
Hey, real talk. That's a good one, Bear. Hey, they put up 30 a lot recently.
We gotta give him a nickname.
That whole offense was looking like it was a well-oiled machine, bro. Like Jacoby Myers and Kendrick Bourne. Like,
hey, y'all called me a hater. I told y'all when these rookies play the Titans, he's like,
hey, John, not just McDaniel. Kendrick Bourne was a special teams player on the 49ers.
He's so fake.
They managed to turn this dude into a legit receiver.
Fake good nigga. Don't fall for this shit, man. Nigga took a slant to the house, man.
But Bozo of the week is Justin Herbert and the.
Yep. Hey, I caught that. That was clear from a mile away. Anybody who brought in charge of games, that was clear from a mile away, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's why they made the playoffs. They won and done, but they do make it.
Think so?
Hell, that team sucks, man.
Yeah,
Derwin James, you are not that guy, bro. Hey. I hope people stop talking about you like you are. You're not that guy, nigga.
You got one more time to bat my FSU players before
I swear to God, he's not that guy, bro. Who? We haven't heard Derwin James' name since that Raider game on primetime months ago, nigga.
Man, niggas don't be watching
the Bear my line?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he just said you lied.
No, I'm saying like yeah.
Nah, he said yeah. He agree. Fuck nigga. I know bear language. Yeah, get the fuck nigga.
Hey man, fuck out of here, man. My dog.
My stud of the week, John Franklin Myers, bruh. Listen to me. Nigga off the street, right? He had 4 sacks this year. Cool. So we gave him an extension, a big one. He was a fucking when I tell you a ghost, bruh. His only play the last like 4 games was like a roughing a passer or something. And then yesterday he pulled up. 2 sacks and a pick, so yeah, that's shout out to him, man. Because I was getting worried, my boy.
He was hooping. I really want him to play next to Vita Vea, dog. Like bad.
Oh yeah, but we paid him though. So sorry.
Yeah, they paid him. Yeah.
I got a 4 for you on the way, man. Don't worry about it. But two. I'm not even gonna say Bozo. My 2 sorry ass niggas of the week is
Wait. You embed the other stuff first.
Oh, my other stud. So I said Antoine was for Junior, and my other one's going to be Joe Mixon. I see you, man. Keep toning that rock.
Mine was going to be Joe Mixon, too.
Okay.
4-5 on me, like a big man. What's that dude name? Who sing that song?
Stunner.
Stunner.
Hey, fine. You know what? You can add Joe Mixon. I'm going to give Stunner the week to me, man. I'm so happy about this Rams bullshit, man. I called it, nigga.
Not crazy to you, Bear, nigga, from this from your city, fucking got a fucking NFL anthem now and shit.
Nah, that's big. Dude from Filmo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That shit crazy. Leak was telling me.
Yep.
So I shout out to Stunner.
Yeah.
4-5.
I respect it.
You got little white kids next to that? Not Bear. Jeff, I'm not giving you no depth to the week for the Rams, man. Go away.
Hey, nah, hey. Give me a break. I call that shit, man. Give me my props, nigga.
My other stud of the week, the Ravens defense, man.
It was
I respect that.
4 picks and y'all niggas give up 10? Okay. Okay. Cool. Wait, I'll take that back. I'm gonna get my last props real quick. Daniel Jones and the Giants. We laughed at you niggas. Y'all fired Jason Garrett and had that best game of the season. So yeah. Salute.
we ask every week, bro, is the Daniel Jones experiment done or
nah, it's not done.
They gonna end up keeping this nigga, man.
One more season at the least.
Yeah, because I'll tell you why it makes no sense to move off him, because they don't have the top of the environment where you can bring in a rookie and have that rookie succeed anyway. So they gonna bring a rookie into this chaos with no offensive line, all this bullshit. They're not gonna do that. And then if you look at the vet market, they don't got a vet quarterback who can come in and step in and be much better than this. You might as well just keep DJ and just reload for the next year anyway.
Also keep him because the turnovers haven't been an issue this year.
Yeah, you can't really blame
like, him. Like usually, I would say.
They already scapegoated Jason Garrett, so, I mean, he's safe for another year.
My 2 bozos, though.
And that Jason Garrett firing was hilarious.
No, he was so deserved, man. How does he keep getting employed, man?
This shit's crazy.
I swear he be making fake key cards and just sneaking in the niggas' meetings, man.
All right, man. All right. Come on, dude. Really? He's a bit of key card. Give me a break. My one bozo. There's so many. I'm scrolling through this. Oh, fuck it. Cam.
Yo, I got so many bozos. I can't even.
Cam, hey, Matt, go back and watch that Panthers game, y'all, if y'all listening. Hey, Matt Rule faced every third down, but then
Hey, yo, Cam. Please, my boy.
Bob. Hey, what that one nigga on Twitter say? He said, boss, please. No.
Please, boss.
Please.
Hey, you know, any of y'all know who Nick Needham is?
Go ahead. No.
Oh, my God. That nigga on the Dolphins?
He's an undrafted corner. He went to UTEP. He had a pick on Cam yesterday.
Oh, my God. Cam, please, man.
Can I tell you Nick Needham stats this year?
Please don't.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Okay, so on this season, coming into that game, bro, Nick Needham had a sack to his name. That's it.
That's it?
That's all.
Oh, my God.
He was depth.
Damn.
God damn, yo, he was tied with Chase Young for a minute there. Anyway, let me move on. Hey, my bozos of the week. I got so many. I kind of want to just fire them off. Yo, Jalen Hurts, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Hey, yo, I told y'all, slow down.
He not serious about football, man.
Yo, Jalen Rager, same game. Are you kidding me?
Slow it down. I'm like, man, slow down.
Hey, man. Hey.
You know what's the best sign? When every time they would win, Paul would be like, oh, well, good win, guys.
Right, he don't even care.
They'd be like, yeah, whatever. And they'd be like, oh, whatever. We got a worse draft pick now, whatever. Hey, another boast of the week. I don't care that you won. Lamar Jackson. Whoa. Are you kidding me?
Facts.
Hey, man.
Badly on Twitter,
so I did Cam, though.
Yeah, no, I had to, man. I had to. It's time, dog. 15-12. Come on, dude. 4. You know, he the first nigga to win with 4 picks since Carson Palmer like 10 years ago.
Damn,
that's crazy, dude. You better than that, dude. Come on, bro. Let's see. The Los Angeles Rams. I'm gonna just give it to them as a team. Just you know. Coming off a bye, chance to tell niggas that you for real. Go to Green Bay, get absolutely dominated. 36-17 going to the fourth. Congratulations, man. Who next? Stefanski, you a bozo. Sit bake it down, man. Come on. Stop it. It's enough, man. It's enough.
It's my practice, bro.
It's like in that one movie. Don't in the wrong Rocky movie. Oh, throw in a damn towel, man. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
you stupid, man.
You out there with half a lung and a pushing liver, man, trying to throw the football. This is bad. The Saints, don't think I forgot about y'all. 31-6 to Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen didn't even play that good.
No, back up. Fuck that.
Nope.
Them niggas just didn't take from the starter.
Bro, we are tanking, bro.
That's what you talk about.
We are tanking, bro.
Jesus Christ, I can't breathe, man. My lungs.
We are tanking, man.
You know what's funny about this whole Saints thing to me? My whole life throughout the 2010s, man, it was a big bad Saints. It was a Panthers in Atlanta there too. But the Saints really ran shit for a minute there, man. And to see it come full circle, and we win a Super Bowl. Get Drew Brees retire. The next season, the whole season falling apart. They holding on to week 9. We beat Tampa. That's all we got. Type shit, man.
I bet you this still make you feel good, man.
Nigga, I'm on the fucking move, man. It's full circle right here, dog.
My bozo, man. I mean,
another bozo of the week, Marshawn Lattimore. I saw you got put on skates by a tight end, man. Jesus Christ. Enough, man. They put that shit in slow motion. That nigga looked like Rose, yeah, man. He was slipping and sliding everywhere.
That shit was disgusting, man. By Dawson Knox, man.
My balls are right here, man. Yo, Mike Tomlin, man. What the fuck, homie?
41-3?
Are they gonna finish under 500?
No.
Most likely.
No. I'm gonna say yes, man. It's gonna be the year.
They can't, right? Because they got that tie game. They got that tie.
Nah, I forgot about that. They could go 8-8-1.
You don't think they're gonna finish under?
I think they could, because you know that is the first time for everything. We was doing that whole LeBron don't lose in the first round shit, and they did. So I mean, come on, man. Shout out to Tomlin, you had a great run. Just this team is just terrible, dude. This is a bad team.
And it's obvious Big Ben is holding them back, bro.
Okay, but he gave Najee 8 carries and he threw the ball 41 times.
They were behind most of the game.
They were down 41-3.
Yo, look, it's 10-3 at half, right? Cool. You know, we can give him a second. We can give him a second quarter. 21-0.
Nah, hey, Big Ben had like a nasty like 2-minute stretch where he threw a pick six, and it was.
Minka caught a pick off Burrow. He ran down. He ran down the sideline. He cheering, throwing. You know how he taking little poses and all that.
Right.
Very next play, pick six.
Yeah,
it's bad over there, man. It's very, very. Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Did TJ Watt play? Yeah, he played, but he didn't do nothing. Damn.
Hey, shout out to Mike Tomlin, though, bro. It's not your fault, dude. Not your fault.
Go to Notre Dame, Tomlin.
Hey, another bozo of the week, Russell Wilson. One target to DK Metcalf in the last 30 seconds of the game. Are you kidding me, dude? Not even for fantasy purposes, but be serious, bro. He's a mismatch. Every time down the field, dude, he's a mismatch. One target.
Bro, that Seahawks team is not real, bro.
There's a bunch of fake names on here, bro. They got goddamn Freddie Swain with more yards in the game than DK Metcalf, dog. Will Disley, you remember when he was called a couple years ago with tight end?
Will Disley.
Wait,
is he still there?
No, yeah, he's still there. I remember he hurt himself and they brought in another tight end, I forget his name. And 49ers was playing them. Drake Greenlaw laid the boom on that nigga on the goal line. I remember that game.
Gerald Everett been named tight end one all season, I think.
Yeah, no. Nah. But Russ, I know the stats look good. Cool, nice, cool final drive, but nah, man. This one's on you, dude.
100%. He been nice since he came back.
Yeah. And shout out to the Washington football team's best offensive player, Antonio Gibson, continues to get it done. Not that lame ass quarterback David be hyping up. But
respect Terry, man.
Oh yeah, no, I forgot. Hey, I'm a running back at heart, man. It starts in the trenches. But Terry a beast, dog. Best receiver in that division. Easy. Try to tell niggas, man. It's different with that nigga, man. Let them get a real quarterback and see how he takes off, man. Who else we missed? That's everybody?
I sent my bozos already? Yeah, I sent my bozos.
Barry, you get yours out the way?
Yeah. Did I get my bozos? Man, damn near all the coaches, man. All you niggas.
Every coach who lost the club.
Yeah, every single one, man.
Yeah, bro. It's been really bad football being called, man. I don't know. All the coaches, my bozos of the week.
Oh, stud, huge stud of the week. I can't believe I almost didn't say this. Leonard Fournette, man.
Oh, yeah, Fournette. He back. I got to give respect.
Hey, playoff Lenny is here, dog. Y'all better recognize.
Let me ask you a question. Different.
Yo, what's up?
Who the last player, and don't say Reggie Bush. who the last player who was the consensus running back one, then was a bust for a little bit, and then, like, just flamed out to, like, this folk hero and, like, just became good again. Marshawn Lynch?
Nah, because he was always good.
He was still good on the Bills.
He got, like, 2,000-3,000-yard seasons with the Bills.
Are we doing DeMarco Murray, that fake-ass 1,800-yard season he had?
Nah. He wasn't even first-round pick, was he?
Yeah, I think he was second round.
Yeah, nah. It's probably Reggie Bush, huh?
Yeah, I think it is Reggie.
Yeah, for now you back, man. Try to tell your boy Jab that Rojo fella was a clown, but
hey, respect that nigga first of all. USC California legend, man. Hey, Rojo.
He's in Texas, so I don't know.
Hey, Rojo. Hey, you might not be in a Bucks uniform next year. I hope you back. But if you're not, go sign somewhere else, man. Real talk, you still talented. I believe in you, nigga. Before that, hey, that nigga is a fucking take, dog.
You stupid,
hey,
man.
Hey, so y'all want to announce the contest right now?
Go ahead. You can announce it.
All right, fuck it. So, y'all, if y'all listen to this all the way through, this is a chance, the first, I guess, contest we're going to throw. It's a chance to be on the next episode with us. We're going to get two people. So, what we want to do is DM the Deep Third page, retweet, whatever, favorite, everything, whatever y'all got to do to promote the page, and DM us all y'all scores for the games this week. Whoever get the most games gonna get the chance to be on the next episode. We getting two people, so you feel me? The two highest people.
Also, if you really fuck the Deep Third Podcast, make your Twitter name Deep Third Podcast, by the way. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want niggas to do this. So I want niggas to add us with the four pictures of your favorite player, the player who got you in the football, the best player on your team, and your favorite coach, or some shit like that. Do some shit like that. Yeah. I got a crazy headache.
Yeah, but man, appreciate y'all coming to fuck with us. We just trying to give back, give y'all a chance to come get y'all takes off, come get your voice out, any takes, anything you disagree with us on. I almost like it better when niggas disagree with me to keep it a beat with y'all.
Wait, one more time. Who's MVP, man?
It is up in the air, but we know TB12.
Who the three? Who the top three?
It's high key Tom right now, bro. It's Tom, then a big gap.
Tom.
Hey, we have Rodgers.
Tom Rodgers and Mahomes are top.
It's a gap between Rodgers too, between him and Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, it is though. But
yeah. Yeah, I think that's the consensus top three, though, right? Them three.
No, I got Carson Wentz. No, I'm just playing. Yeah,
nah, but he just love disagreeing with niggas, man.
Hey, yo, if they win that game, though, he was number one, man. Fuck,
number one.
You lost. Wait a minute. Wait. Back you up. Lost, back man. On that. Back on that, homies. Wait a minute. Didn't the Bucks lose two games in a row?
Yeah. Who gives a damn though? He 8-3. He got the stats, man. Hey, stats matter,
man. Shameless.
Hey, stats matter.
Lost to Tyler Heineke, man. You just like Russell Wilson, man.
Hey.
Brady only got three touchdowns?
Man, nigga, talk about my hoes look crazy for a goddamn month and a half, man. We talking about Brady can't get a little love. He lost two games.
Man, old ass clown.
Man, hey, listen, my hoes still ain't right, too. That's the crazy shit.
Bro, he still ain't right.
Bro, he has 30 touchdowns already. What the fuck? I'm tired of Brady dominating, bro. That shit getting
one, two, three, four, five. Brady got five games this year with four more touchdowns. Jesus.
Yeah. He's insane, dude. It's enough, man. He's 39 already.
Is Chris Jarman right receiver one?
On our team?
No, like should the Jets pay him right receiver one money?
Who? I'll tell you this right now. If you go get Chris on your team, that'll be the best free agent signing you guys have made in a minute, man. Like this what Chris is able to do on all phases of the game, and he'll be Zach's best friend. You need to bail it on third down, throw it to Chris. Everything, man.
Oh man, shut up, man.
Nigga, you know, hey, Bear, real, hey, you can hate all you want. You know, you've seen this nigga up close.
Nah, yeah, rookie year. he good.
rookie year, the touchdown catch, moss that nigga, man.
He only 25 too, so you feel me?
Only 25. He does everything well, man.
Yeah,
might need to pay that guy, man.
But he not leaving. So irrelevant question, man.
He a buck for life. How y'all gonna pay him?
See, I'll tag that nigga again. I'll do whatever it takes, man. I'll sell a lot of stock on a lot of niggas to get Chris back on his team, man.
If he tag again, he's a punk, bro. Straight up,
that's a fact.
Nah, nigga two's in the ring as like the ninth most important player over a bag. He's a chump, man.
Hey, that nigga is gonna be solidified all the time. Four more years gonna have this nigga. No state tax in Florida. I know you listening, man. New York, they tax you crazy. Do not leave to New York, man.
That's great, man. Jack, grade A hate, man.
Hey,
clown, that's why.
Oh, you niggas trying to poach my players out from under me, man.
Fucking clown.
Go get your own, man. Go draft the real nigga, man.
Hate this dude, man. I got Elijah Moore. I'm sleeping well, man.
Hey, enjoy Denzel Mims and Elijah Moore, man.
Be over there plenty of ass with Tyler Johnson and shit.
Yeah, goddamn Corey Davis and shit. Yeah, enjoy that shit.
Yeah, well, shut up.
I haven't heard Corey Davis' name in 6 years, man. What happened to that nigga?
Hey, you know what's funny about Corey Davis? No troll. Him and DeAndre Hopkins have both been hurt this year. They both play 8 games. They stats are like damn near identical. It's funny.
Are you serious?
I swear. So if people bring him Corey, I can bring up DeAndre Hopkins.
Damn. Listen to this nigga, man. He got a contingency plan. What you think, man?
I hate this, man.
He got an argument to the argument shit.
I swear, it's like the exact matter of fact. It's like the exact same stats, bro. Like exactly the same to a T.
You know what's funny? Nigga told him Corey Davis is trash. He'd be like, yeah, yeah, but DeAndre Hawkins, that nigga had that shit on already.
Nah, it was crazy. Well, he was doing this. Also, I find a bozo.
Yo.
The yards in the league popped up. Look at this. Corey Davis in 8 games got 32 catches, 477, and 4. D-Hop got 35 catches, 486, 7.
Damn.
Same dude, bro. So, hey, I'm good, man, you know?
All right. Yeah, fuck out of here, man.
We out of here. This D3 podcast. And Jeff got fired. Bye.
Hey, man.
Go ahead. Still on.
Oh, shit. I thought niggas cut me off. Hey, real talk, though. Hey, we will be hosting our This Is Next Week to replace Teflon Rig. I don't know if you saw. I pet him up on the phone, too, man. Hey, we will be trying to replace him immediately, man. Can't have him on the pod no more.
I'm David Ruff. I'm going solo, man.
Anyway.
I'm finna go get that Timberland Hoop money. I'm finna go over there with them, man. Timberland Hoop and talk about the Boston Celtics and shit.
Yeah, they gonna treat you. You gonna treat you like Russell Westbrook over there, man.
Niggas don't want to hear about Jason Tatum going 5 for 28.
Yeah, man. We do not care about Marcus.
We definitely don't want to hear about that. Jesus Christ, he been a crazy brick. But yeah.
Oh shit. Hey, but it's been another episode. You know, fuck with y'all later. Go ahead and tap in with that giveaway, man. Real shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wait, time out. One more thing for me in this. Y'all didn't tell me who y'all got missing the playoffs, though.
Missing?
Yeah.
Like what, contenders?
Yeah.
Contender like, missing the playoffs?
I got Browns and Chargers.
I got Chargers, too. In the NFC tough because those last two seeds is nasty.
I might have to say Chargers miss it. In the NFC, it's not contenders who's going to miss it, though. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. Fuck, the Vikings going to miss it. Who gives a fuck, man?
Yeah, the Vikings going to miss. I'll say this. I'll say hot take. The Washington football team makes it over the Vikings, if that's what I'm
saying. No, hey, new hot take. The Washington football team flames out. They don't win a game for the rest of the year.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, that's my new hot take, man.
All right. Don't tap in with that contest. DM us all the scores for every game. See if you get some of them motherfuckers right.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all.
Well, we out of here.